on the objection to the argument by questioning the absoluteness of the central fact at hand. As for whether the fact that no constitutionally sanctioned high-profile individuals have died from COVID-19 is a fact which expresses absolute truth of the same sort as the absolute truths that, quote, one does not equal two, or that, quote, velocity is the first derivative of distance with respect to time. The proof of the pudding is in the eating. The proof is in the pudding. There really, as a matter of undeniable fact, are no such individuals. The fact that no one can point out anything to the contrary should make one think about how productive it would be for one to try to dispute that fact. In the section Constitutional Sanction Threshold and the Non-Anonymous Insignificance, I already made it easier for the reader by introducing a constitutional threshold, keeping the reader from wandering around the criterion for the absolute fact in question, so that my argument doesn't seem like a stretch, and also so that one wouldn't feel like I could be free to amend said criterion at any moment. Therein, I made it easier for the reader, the way I made it easier above when I reduced the discussion to Europe alone. This, as I emphasized, is not, quote, moving the goalposts, nor is it, quote, cherry-picking, because, attention, a choice like this to consider Europe alone as a field of analysis is presupposed by the sufficient condition, which, if the thesis is correct, is found violated. As far as the constitutional threshold goes, I offered the reader this. Try to reason, having in mind as non-anonymous only those whom the law of the land in a given country has established as acting governing dignitaries. When this is the criterion, the reader should rest assured that I cannot shift, constantly amending the criterion every time I do not like how that criterion supports my thesis. I didn't need to go to such great lengths, but I am doing it to alleviate any suspicion that I'm adjusting the criterion to my liking. The king and queen in a monarchy are such dignitaries bestowed by the law of the land. The same goes for the presidents of the 27 European Union countries. It also applies to prime ministers of those European countries, and for any European country for that matter. Let's stop here. I could have further expanded the range of the human biological entities covered by my criterion to, say, include their families, but only the family members who make headlines, so that their passing, if that at all happened, not to mention it being from with COVID-19, is unquestionable. But for the reader's convenience and reassurance, I have limited myself to the above well-defined group to protect the potential reader from the suspicion that I might be spinning my wheels. With this facilitation, I hope the readers will have increased their conviction that, indeed, the criterion I have erected proves that there is no COVID-19 pandemic.